Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 20,500 crore rupees as 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Also launches multiple development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. In his address, Prime Minister Modi says, success of Operation Sindoor gives justice to the victims of Pahalgam terror attack. A Delhi court issues notice to Robert Vadra and 10 others in money laundering case. Next hearing on August 28th. UPI payments hit record 25.1 lakh crore rupees in July. Daily transactions cross 62 crores. India launches first set of four development projects under India-UN Global Capacity Building Initiative aimed at supporting countries of Global South. And in table tennis, India creates history at WTT Star Contender 2025 in Brazil, with two Indian double teams reaching the final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crores directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, PM highlighted his connection with Kashi and said that after the success of Operation Sindoor, he is visiting Kashi for the first time. With the grace of Baba Vishwanath, India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack.
मैंने अपनी बेटियों के सिंदूर का बदला लेने का जो वचन दिया था, वो भी पूरा हुआ है। ये महादेव के आशीर्वाद से ही संभव हुआ है। मैं ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता को उनके चरणों में समर्पित करता हूँ।
Criticizing the opposition, PM Modi said that this is New India. During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of self-reliant India.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran, Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri duniya ne dekhi hai. Khaskar, hamari BrahMos misailein, inki dehshat Bharat ke har dushman ke bheetar bhar gayi hai. Pakistan mein kahin hui BrahMos awaaz aa jaye na to nind nahi aati. Mujhe khushi hai ki wo BrahMos misailein hamare UP mein bhi banegi. Lucknow mein BrahMos missile ki manufacturing shuru ho rahi hai.
Talking about farmers, PM Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare.
Kisanon ko pranam karne ka avsar. Aaj yahan ek virat kisan utsav ka ayojan ho raha hai. Desh ke 10 crore kisan bhaiyo behno ke khaton mein 21,000 crore rupiye PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke roop mein भेजे गए हैं और जब काशी से धन जाता है ना वो तो अपने आप प्रसाद बन जाता है 21,000 करोड़ रुपया किसानों के खाते में जमा
Mr. Modi informed that the government has also launched a new scheme PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana for farmers
इस योजना पर 24,000 करोड़ रुपये किसानों के कल्याण के लिए कृषि व्यवस्था के लिए कृषि विकास के लिए 24,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाए देश के ऐसे जिले जो पिछली सरकारों की गलत नीतियों के कारण विकास की राह में पिछड़ गए जहां किसानों की आमदनी भी कम है अरे कोई पूछने वाला नहीं था उन जिलों पर प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का फोकस होगा
PM Modi said that weather is always a challenge for farmers. That's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claimed till date have been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana. The PM appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and give priority to local products during the festive season.
और जो चीज भारत के लोगों के कौशल्य से बनी है भारत के लोगों के पसीने से बनी है हमारे लिए वह स्वदेशी है हमें वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा। हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे। हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा, ये जिम्मेदारी हर देशवासी को लेनी होगी।
In Punjab, farmers watched the release of the 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme at various places and listened to the address by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Some of the farmers have expressed happiness for getting the financial aid.
ਮੋਦੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸਾਡੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ 6000 ਰੁਪਇਆ ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਾਡੀ ਮਦਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਖਾਦ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਦਵਾਈਆਂ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਹਾਂਜੀ, ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਬਲਵਿੰਦਰ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਸਾਡੇ ਖਾਤੇ 'ਚ 2000 ਰੁਪਇਆ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਗਿਆ ਜੀ, ਛੋਟੇ ਕਿਸਾਨਾਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਲਾਭਵੰਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜੀ, 20 ਰੁਪਏ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜੀ।
A Delhi court has issued a notice to Robert Vadra, husband of Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the Shikhopur land deal case. The Rouse Avenue court took cognizance of the charge sheet filed by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the high-profile money laundering case and issued notices to a total of 11 individuals, including Vadra. The case will come up for further hearing on August 28th. The ED has filed a charge sheet against Vadra and 10 others in a case involving the alleged purchase of 3.53 acres of land in Shikhopur village, Gurugram, through alleged fraudulent means. The investigating agency claims that the proceeds of crime were routed through multiple companies controlled by Vadra. The Election Commission has doubled the remuneration for booth-level officers, BLOs, and enhanced the remuneration of BLO supervisors involved in the preparation and revision of electoral rolls. The poll body, in a statement, informed that as per the revised structure, the annual remuneration for BLOs has been doubled from 6,000 rupees to 12,000 rupees. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed in an encounter with security forces at Akhal Devsar area of Kulgam district. Police sources said the joint operation was launched by Army, J&K Police and CRPF on the basis of specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's digital payment backbone, Unified Payments Interface, UPI, posted a fresh record in July 2025 with 1,947 crore transactions amounting to a staggering 25.1 lakh crore rupees. The figures mark a robust 35% year-on-year jump in transaction volumes and a 22% increase in value, underscoring the continued dominance of UPI in the digital payments ecosystem. On a daily basis, average UPI transaction count rose to 62.8 crore, up from 61.3 crore in June. The average daily transaction value also grew, reaching 80,919 crore rupees in July from 80,131 crore rupees the previous month, indicating sustained momentum in consumer and merchant adoption. India launched the first set of four development projects under the India-UN Global Capacity Building Initiative, aimed at supporting countries of the Global South in meeting sustainable development goals. The projects were officially launched by the Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, yesterday. According to the MEA, the India-UN Global South Capacity Building Initiative is a natural extension of India's development partnership efforts. In its first phase, the program will support rice fortification and supply chain management in Nepal with the help of the World Food Program. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that last year the country achieved a remarkable milestone by performing nearly 18,900 transplants, the highest in a single year. Addressing the 15th Organ Donation Day in New Delhi, the minister said in 2023, more than 3 lakh citizens pledged to donate organs through National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO. The minister also underscored that India ranks third globally in organ transplantation. He highlighted that organ donation is one of the most noble practices of humanity. Mr. Nadda said each organ donor is a silent hero whose selfless act transformed grief into hope and loss into life.
India achieved a remarkable milestone in 2024 performing over 18,900 organ transplants, the highest ever recorded in a single year. This is a significant leap from fewer than the 5,000 transplants in 2013. India now proudly ranks third globally in total number of organ transplants behind only United States of America and China.
Amrit Udyan, located within the Rashtrapati Bhavan, will be open to the public from the 16th of this month to the 14th of next month. The President's Secretariat in a statement informed that the garden will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with the last entry at 5:15 p.m. and will remain closed on Mondays for maintenance. A report.
The entry to the Amrit Udyan is free for all. Visitors can book their slots online or use self-service kiosks available outside gate number 35 of Rashtrapati Bhavan. The garden offers a refreshing experience with spaces like the Balvatika, Herbal Garden and the Grand Central Lawn. This year, visitors can enjoy a new landscape zone called the Babbling Brook, featuring a meandering water stream with cascades, sculptural spouts, stepping stones and a raised reflecting pool. The area also includes a peaceful banyan grove along with a serene herbal and Plumeria Garden, offering rich sensory experiences. To celebrate National Sports Day and Teachers Day, athletes on August 29 and teachers on September 5 will be given special access to the Udyan. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar today. Continuous heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely impacted daily life. Met Center in Shimla has issued warnings for more rain in the coming days. A yellow alert has been issued for heavy rainfall in many parts of the state today and tomorrow, while an orange alert has been declared for August 4th and 5th, predicting heavy to very heavy rainfall at some locations. Weather Department has urged people to remain alert and stay safe in locations. More from our correspondent.
In Himachal Pradesh, during the past 24 hours, Una district recorded the highest rainfall at 222 millimeters, causing the Swan River to swell. Rainwater entered shops and homes in Una town and waterlogging on roads disrupted traffic. Substantial rainfall has also been reported from other parts of the state. In Chamba district's Jodh area, 158 millimeters of rainfall was recorded, while Bilaspur district received 120 millimeters. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, due to heavy rainfall and landslide, 383 connectivity roads across the state, including three national highways, have been blocked. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In table tennis, India has made history at the WTT Star Contender 2025 in Foz do Iguaçu in Brazil today, with two Indian doubles teams reaching the finals, a first for the country in this tournament. In mixed doubles, top seeds Manu Shah and Dia Chitale reached the final after a dominant 3-0 win over Chile's Nicolás Burgos and Paulina Vega in the semifinals. They will face Japan's surprise qualifier pair Satoshi Aida and Honoka Hashimoto in the final. In men's doubles, India's top seed pair Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah also reached the final. They defeated Chinese Taipei's Huang Hyang-chen and Kua Hua Mua in a thrilling semi-final 5-11, 11-9, 11-6. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match starts at 3:30 p.m. IST. India was 75 for 2, leading by 52 runs at stumps on day 2 yesterday, with Yashasvi Jaiswal remaining unbeaten on 51 runs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 20,500 crore rupees as 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. Also launches multiple development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. In his address, Prime Minister Modi says, success of Operation Sindhu gives justice to the victims of Pehelgam terror attack. A Delhi court issues notice to Robert Vadra and 10 others in money laundering case, next hearing on August 28th. UPI payments hit record 25.1 lakh crore rupees in July, daily transactions cross 62 crores. India launches first set of four development projects under India-UN Global Capacity Building Initiative, aimed at supporting countries of Global South. And in table tennis, India creates history at WTT Star Contender 2025 in Brazil, with two Indian doubles teams reaching the finals. And with that, we end the midday news.